Earlier, we left Ben and Dave with Jai and Jack making plastic bag squids and blowing up some balloons, rubbing them on their heads. Now it's time to go back to them and find out what happens.
Welcome back to Kitchen Science. We're still at Steward School with Jai and Jack, and we've each got a sausage-shaped balloon and what we've called a plastic bag squid. Now this is a little sort of tassel of plastic bag with lots of long, thin bits all attached together at the top, and it does really look like a jellyfish or a squid. What we told you to do before we went away was to rub them both on your hair to get them all charged up, and then hold the balloon with the charged side up and throw the squid in the air and see if you can catch it above it. So, do you want to have a go at rubbing the balloon on your hair?
Yes.
Okay, and while you're doing that, don't forget you also need to rub the squid on the other side of your head. Now, Dave, I see you've opted to do this on your legs instead of your head. Any particular reason?
I think my head hair is a bit long, so it doesn't work very well. But my leg hair works beautifully when charging things up.
And how long do you need to do this for?
Yeah, just 20, 30 seconds would be plenty.
OK, so are we all ready? Everything charged? Now, as Dave said, what you need to do is make sure you remember which side of the balloon is charged, then throw your squid up into the air and see if you can catch it on the top of the balloon. OK, you ready to go?
Yep.
One, two, three...
Whoa, it's levitating above his balloon.
Dave has managed to catch the squid floating in the air. It now looks more like a dandelion seed floating in the air than it does a squid. It's almost a foot off the top of the balloon, so it's not actually touching. What do you think's going on there, Jack?
It's just floating. It's not doing anything.
So, Dave, you've done it. You've managed to make our plastic bag squid levitate. But what's actually happening here?
When you rub either the balloon or the squid on your hair, it actually transfers electrons from your hair onto the balloon or the squid. So they both become negatively charged. Negatively charged things repel each other. So they're going to try and push apart from each other. So when you balance the balloon below the squid, it's going to push it upwards and it'll float.
So the like charges in the squid and the balloon repel each other. And if you're quite careful with the balance, you can actually catch the squid about a foot above the balloon and keep it floating there.
Electrostatic forces like this are incredibly strong, so even only a tiny charge can make something fly like this.
Well, Jai, you said you thought this might be to do with static electricity. Are you impressed?
Yes, very much.
Jack, what do you think?
It's an excellent idea, yeah. It's really good to try at home.
So, Dave, do we see this effect anywhere other than a really cool party trick?
On a really small scale, it's one of the reasons why milk doesn't separate out very quickly.
So milk could separate into a fatty layer and a watery layer, but it doesn't.
Or not very quickly, yeah. That's because the little tiny droplets of fat have all got negative charge on the outside, so they repel each other, so they don't stick together very quickly, so it stays as milk.
Fantastic. Well, I hope you tried that out at home. But that's all for Kitchen Science this week. So it's goodbye from me, it's goodbye from Dave.
Goodbye.
And it's goodbye from Jai and Jack.
Goodbye.
Oh, thanks, Ben. And next week, Dave will be in the studio for a live Kitchen Science. What will happen? Until then, there are plenty more experiments for you to try at home on our website, and go to www.thenakedscientist.com/kitchenscience.